Your blueprint. Your blueprint is a vision, a description, a story of who you are going to become. The more powerful and exciting and juicy this blueprint is, or this picture, or this vision, or this story is to you, the more powerful you would become by having it. And your ability to connect to this blueprint and see it and compare where you are and constantly compare your actions, your thinking, your focus, who you're being, to this ideal blueprint, this destination of who you would become, of who, what your life will be like. And it's your ability to have that blueprint in front of you and then to overlay where you are and whether your actions are taking you closer or further away. I always like to actually almost like where you take your left hand and you put it up in front of you, arm extended, and you show it over there to your left as your vision. Your palm up, facing outward, almost like you're raising your hand, except it's more in front of you. And there is your vision. And then to your right, do the same thing with your arm extended to the right in front of you with your palm open, facing out, almost like a like you're saying stop to an oncoming car or something. And that right is your present you. And on the left hand, that is your blueprint, your vision, the picture, the story of what you want to become. And that may have happened when you were in a presentation, you saw somebody up front who was doing phenomenally well. Maybe you were watching a play and you said, gosh, I wish I could, I would love to be that person down there acting. Or in my case, I saw the tennis players and I said, man, I want to be able to be on that court and hit the ball like that and win like that and be admired like that and be excellent like that. And I kept looking at that vision and holding it up, and I had pictures, I had vision boards, I had magazines, and I kept looking at vision, my blueprint, and then I kept comparing where I was, and in between, I kept trying to overlay the two. In other words, it's almost like you're pulling your right hand over to your left hand. And what you're doing is you're trying to match the two. You're doing everything in the world you can to match the two through thought, word, and deed. And actually do that. Put them out there. And so your right hand is the present you. The left hand is your blueprint, picture, vision, story of the ideal where you've got your ultimate outcome. You've actually got it. And your actions, your behaviors, everything that's getting you there is in between the two. And what you're going to do is take all the actions, all the things that you can do to pull your existing vision over where it matches that blueprint. So how does this apply to what your performance is, to making the changes and to realizing that ultimate vision? Right now, what I'd like to suggest is that as consistently as you have that vision and compare it to what you are doing, what you're achieving, what you're thinking and feeling and acting on a daily basis, the more you're going to be influenced and it will actually become a reality for you. How does that look? It includes everything from immersing yourself to reading magazines about the people and the stories and the lives of the people who've gone before, who you would like to be like. It's reading the current events. It's following up on your peers who are in that same process. More and more, you see, you read, you hear, you talk about that blueprint, that ideal where you have mastered and become your ultimate goal, your ultimate resource, ultimate vision, ultimate blueprint. And what happens is the more that you look at it and the more that you put it on and try it on in that fashion, the easier it will be to keep matching it over until eventually they will become one and the same. I hope it's not too metaphorical, and I hope it's not too having to use one arm and the other and to do a visualization here. But your ability to hold that vision in front of you and keep matching it and dragging it over, that tension that comes from trying to pull one vision over and make it match another, in other words, where you are currently, your right hand over to where your ideal ultimate you is in your left hand, that gap in between the two visions is where all the struggle and effort occurs. And when you're clear on where you are, which is your right hand, you're clear on where you're going to go, which is your left hand, your blueprint, your vision, then it's relatively easy to struggle, to be in the middle there. That's where the effort occurs. Now, struggling can be not a bad thing. It can be actually just part of the plan, especially when you're clear on where you are and where you got to go. It's not that difficult. Most people, I have found, that when they see what the payoff will be like and they really experience, hey, how great it's going to be, they'll look back and they go, I'm willing to pay that price. I'm willing to get up early, stay up late, punch through those obstacles because it's worth it. And I'll do it day in and day out because that payoff is worth it. But if you're not clear and you don't feel that vision and you're not clear on where you're at and how you're progressing, all of a sudden, I'm not willing to go through all those things because the payoff's not there. And why is the payoff not there? Because I don't have that blueprint, the blueprint of where I'm going, the vision, the story. Because if I can't see it, if I can't taste it, if I can't feel it, then it makes this struggle, the challenges, the problems all become way too big, way too insurmountable. And for what? So for whatever you do, make sure on your left hand, make sure you got your clear blueprint, the ideal ultimate experience, result, goal of where you're going, where you're headed, and your right hand, which is where you're at. Be clear on those two and do your utmost to make a match on a daily basis. And one day they'll match up perfectly.